Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Cattle futures did close slightly higher on the October feeders. We're at 120.10, up 65. That was $1.50 off of the contract high from earlier in the day. There was some hope that as this market has become oversold that we would get a bounce, just based on simple technicals. And also we're at a discount to where the feeder cattle index is on October. It's 125.39, where the October feeders are 120.37. So at a $5 discount here with 2 weeks left, there's anticipation that a technical bounce along with a bounce because of that could be in order. Now, out in March, April, and May, the spring months of 2017, the market closed lower. 22 lower in March, 42 lower in April, 57 lower in May. So there was a little bit of a disappointing there as those months did make new contract lows here late in the day. And also quite a bit of spread action as people were buying the front and selling the back, which that inversion has been going on for a while, and it looks like it's going to continue. Live cattle were $1.30 to $1.50 higher here. If you go all the way out to next summer, they went below 90 again for the second day. The low today in August was 89.87, so disappointing there. Box beef at midday was higher on choice, 182.57, up 47. Select down 43 at 172.18. Cash trade for the week finished at 98 to 99.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets had a rally this week to end this week on this Friday. Corn up about 4 cents, soybeans up 6, and then the wheats, Kansas City up 2.5, Chicago up 4. There will be some updated commitment of traders numbers today. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat are extremely short in terms of the managed money. They were short about 660 million bushels of wheat. And it looks like that's probably what caused the rally this week, is them getting out. So a short covering rally here, and ideas that at these prices, how much lower could it go? So if they're getting out, which is typical when they get this short, that could be causing it. Doesn't necessarily have anything directly to do with the crop. Corn and beans both higher as well. Beans up 6, 962.75 in November, and then the corn up 4. So overall, that could have something to do with it. Exports today, wheat, 523,000 metric tons, right in line with expectations. Corn also in line at 903,000. And then beans were a little positive at 1.417 million metric tons, and we were looking for 900 to 1.2. So a little bit higher than expected. And harvest is moving along nicely without any real concerns at this point. It looks like the corn and bean crop are both still really, really big.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.